Thank you. All right, we've now been joined by our second place finisher, driver of the number 42 Target Chevrolet, Kyle Larson. And Kyle, we know your feelings of finishing second, but I know tonight is a night you definitely don't want to finish second, knowing you could have won $1 million. So talk to us a little bit about your run and those final 10 laps.
I saw an interview Donnie Schatz did last night, and they said, oh, second's good. But no, he said second sucks ass. And today it sucks ass. So, yeah, we'll, yeah, that sucks. But we had a dominant car all race. We just, you know, I thought our pit crew struggled that last stop, but our jack post on the right side broke off. At some point throughout the race, so the jackman had to make a couple more pumps to get the car up, and it just slowed the stop down enough that we got beat off pit road by three cars. So that was kind of the difference in the race for us. And you know, had a lot of speed, restarted fifth, and was able to get by Jimmy there that last lap and get to second. So you know, thought we had a great shot at winning the all-star race, but didn't work out that way.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Kyle. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. We'll start up front, and we'll go to the back for Jacob.
Dan McFadden with NBC Sports. When it came to using the option tire, did you guys have a plan about before the race about when you might use it? Did it change at all within the course of the race? And also, what are your thoughts on racing in the All-Star race for a second year? How would you compare this run to last year?
So the option tire, I feel like our strategy going into it was going to be to save it for the final segment. But, you know, when you saw a few people start to use it early in the race, you know, you kind of have to change up your game plan there. And then, you know, after that first run when, you know, Jimmy couldn't catch me on the option tire, I was hoping that we were going to put him on for the next segment. And, yeah, you know, that segment was a lot of fun. You know, we had, you know, cars that had taken two option tires and you know, not an option tires. The racing was really good. And then there for that final segment, we all, you know, had used up our green tires and, you know, went at it on the normal ones. So I think the option tire was a really good thing. I think, you know, in the future, maybe they could bring a tire that has even more grip and more of a speed and lap time difference to that way you can visually kind of see that, you know, there is a difference. But I thought it was good. And, yeah, I don't remember your other question. Oh, yeah, so last year was exciting, you know, with the open or the showdown, whatever they called it back then. You know, beating and banging with Chase to make it in. And then, you know, my crew having to work really hard to repair that car. And then, you know, not really expecting to be that fast in the All-Star race, but we almost won. So that was awesome. Probably a little more heartbroken last year than this year, but you know, this year was nice to be able to watch those, you know, the open, or yeah, I think it's the open in my motorhome. And then, you know, dominate the first, you know, two stages. The third one we were really good, and then you know, our issues kind of evolved right there. And you know, I got going really, really good that last run. I just didn't have enough laps.
All right, go ahead, Jacob. We'll go to Joe next. Go ahead.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. Kyle, you mentioned just now you got going really good at the end of the last sprint, and the high line and slide job, is that high lane where you're so good at so many of these mile and a halfs? You wish you could have found that maybe sooner or gone up top sooner in that final 10 laps? Would it have made a difference?
No, I don't think it would have made a difference. You know, maybe if anything, if I would have got going fast even earlier, Jimmy would have just moved up in front of me and tried to catch the 18, so I think it would have just probably hurt me in the end. But, yeah, you know, it's 10 laps is you know, fun and exciting. It's just not enough time to make any ground. You know, I was able to start making ground there the last couple laps, and you know, I slid Jimmy into three there on the last lap, and he was a little upset with me after the race. But, you know, it's a race that pays no points, and, you know, you never know what can happen in these things. You never know if, you know, Kyle would have blown a tire or blown an engine, or I just want to be in position to be the winner, you know, be second to capitalize if something, if he ran into any issues. So, yeah, that was I was running extremely hard there the last few laps, just trying to do anything I could.
All right.
Joe Menzer, FoxSports.com. Kyle, this has often been debated in the past, but would you like to see the All-Star race possibly move to different venues, moved around to different style tracks?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think you look at other sports and, you know, their All-Star games switch venues all the time. You know, it's the same game, but... so it doesn't really make a difference other than the venue, but for us, I think it's really cool to change the venue. I don't know if you know, racetracks could bid on the All-Star race or bid on the final race of the season, but I think that'd be really cool, and it would, you know, open up different fan bases to come see a big event. You know, you're not going to get many people from the West Coast to fly out here for the All-Star race, I don't think, or whatever. So it'd be cool to have, like, a, you know, All-Star race in Fontana or Vegas or Sonoma. I mean, road courses, you know, anywhere. It'd be cool just to switch it up every year. I think you know, you get more fans to kind of come to it, and you know, kind of makes the race more exciting again.
All right, we're going to come up front, go to Jenna, Caleb, and then back to Bob. Go ahead.
Jennifer, AP, Kyle, nobody had anything for you the first two segments. I understand why what happened on pit road, but should you have been the winner of this race tonight?
No, I don't think I should have been the winner. I think we had the car to be the winner. It's just racing. I mean, you know, bad pits. I'm not even going to call it a bad pit stop anymore because, you know, of our issues. But when you run into bad luck or problems like that, you don't win the race, and you got to be perfect to win a cup race. Even an Xfinity race, you have to be perfect, especially cup race, though. And tonight we just, you know, weren't 100% perfect. We were almost there, and we'll get better and try and win again next year.
Was it in your mind, was it whoever is the leader on that restart, whoever gets that restart is the winner?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. In those 20-lap runs, I didn't think my balance really changed or my lap time dropped off too much, you know, until we got past 10 laps. So I knew being the leader off pit road was going to be the big thing. And, yeah, you know, when I could tell that the rear changer wasn't around nearly as fast as the front, I knew we were in trouble. I'm surprised that, you know, the 18 and the 11 beat me up pit road because my nose was definitely in front of the 11 the whole way down pit road, I thought. But I obviously it wasn't. So, yeah, it's disappointing.
All right, Caleb, go ahead.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. We knew the option tires were good on the short runs, about 6-8 laps, but how are they on a long run of, like, 10 to 15 laps?
Well, it's hard to really give an answer to that because – so the run that I was the leader and Jimmy was on the options, you know, I felt like he closed on me, like you said, to about the 6 to 8 lap mark, and then I started pulling back away. And then the run that, you know, I was on the green tire, there was a lot of us on the green tire, so I was kind of at the speed that they were at. But we were catching Jimmy, who was on the regular tire. So I don't know, everybody's cars drive differently and stuff. So I felt like the handling of it stayed pretty good though throughout the 20 laps. I don't know how the lap time looked because I was, you know, battling people, so I wasn't really looking at my dash to see what I was running. But yeah, so I don't know.
All right, we're gonna go to Bob and then Daniel. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Packers, ESPN. We all know about Aero Push and leader gets. You know, we've seen leaders kind of run away here, but were you even surprised that you were able to just kind of dominate the first 40 laps like you did?
I wasn't surprised. Our race cars have been really fast this year. I wasn't really surprised that I didn't get back to the lead. I guess I am surprised I didn't get to the lead when I had the option tire on. I just got a bad restart and got kind of split. Yeah, you know, dirty air, my balance was definitely tighter on exit in dirty air. I was having to, you know, when I was out in front by myself, I would never have to come all the way out of the throttle, but when I was in traffic, I definitely had to come all the way out to help my car turn. So, you know, dirty air is like Jimmy said, you're always going to have dirty air on Monahass. So you're never going to get rid of that. You know, maybe there's ways that you make it better. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but it's just mile and a half racing, and I enjoy it. You know, even Donnie Schatz, and go back to his interview last night, he said he enjoys dirty air. It just adds an element, and, you know, it's just something you got to work through, and you got to become a better driver and finding clean air and you know, just doing a good job with it.
All right, Daniel, go ahead.
So how exactly did Jimmy Johnson show his displeasure with you after the race, and how often has something like that happened so far in your Cup career?
Oh, I mean, he just had his hand out the window, like, what are you doing? But no big deal, really. You know, I always race hard with Jimmy, and, you know, I expect the same from him. Jimmy is, to me, the greatest driver of all time. So anytime I can race hard with him and pass him and do without getting into him, I'm proud of that. And we didn't touch tonight. And, yeah, so it was fun. I know, like, he probably looks at it as there's no reason to pass him. You know, we weren't going to win, but you never know what's going to happen. So I just wanted to be running second if something was to happen. So, oh well.
All right. Any final questions from Kyle? Any questions in the press box? All right, Kyle, we appreciate your time. Thank you.